Unit 10, page 89. Listening. You will hear people talking in five different situations. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a man talking. Why did he choose to become a nurse? A. His mother used to be a nurse. B. A nurse helped him in hospital. C. He watched a program on TV.
I was about 15 or 16, I suppose. It had never crossed my mind to become a nurse before then, even though my mum was one. I don't think I ever really knew what she did, to be honest, though I guess I'd watched hospital dramas on TV. Anyway, I had to go into hospital for an operation, and this nurse was just really kind and friendly, and I thought, that's the kind of job I'd like to have. Mum gave up nursing a few years ago now, and I think she's rather pleased I've chosen the same job she had.
2. You hear a doctor talking. How does she feel about her work? A. She would like more time with each patient. B. She would like less paperwork. C. She would like better equipment.
Certainly at the hospital where I work, a lot has been spent on new equipment over the past few years. And in that respect, I think we're one of the best hospitals in the whole region. Having said that, though, I can really only give a patient coming to see me about 10 minutes for an initial consultation. 15 minutes maximum. So I think it often feels to the patient like it's all a bit rushed, which is a shame. We do have a lot of forms to fill in, of course, but that's just part of the job, really. And you have to find time for it somehow.
3. You hear a father talking to his daughter. Why is he talking to her? A. To refuse permission. B. To give a warning. C. To make a suggestion.
The thing is, Debbie, I know you really want to go on this diet, but you're actually not overweight at all, and I don't really know anything about it. They're always warning people not to go on special diets without talking to a doctor first. So how about we make an appointment for you to see Dr. Marshall? If he says it's okay, then we can talk about it further.
4. You hear a teenage girl talking about going to the dentist. How did she feel at the dentist's? A. Confident. B. Uncomfortable. C. Frightened.
For about 3 days before I went, I was really scared. It's silly, isn't it? But I just got it into my head that it would be really painful and I'd have to sit in the chair for ages and it would just be a really unpleasant thing. Well, when I got there, he was so friendly and just put me at my ease that I didn't even mind when he said I had to have 3 fillings. It was clear he knew what he was doing, and I was just happy to let him get on with his job.
5. You hear a vet talking to a boy. Why has the boy brought his rabbit to the vet? A. It isn't eating properly. B. There's a problem with its eyes. C. It doesn't have enough energy.
So, what seems to be the problem with old Buggles here?
Well, I'm not sure, but something's not quite right. Usually he spends several hours a day running around the living room, but he hasn't done that recently. If you look in his eyes, it's like he's a bit sad or something. Depressed, he just sits there.
I see. What about his eating habits? Have they changed at all?
Let me think. No, he's still eating the same amount each day. Yeah, that hasn't changed.